Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, Instagram, YouTube.com/ Eric Tenkar, that's ERIKTENKAR. We were supposed to have a live fireside chat this afternoon with John Hook, who wrote Orcus on 34th level for Frog Guy Games. That'll be tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, at youtube.com/ Eric Tenkar. Me and John, we're gonna talk this shit. We're gonna have a good conversation. If you are watching via YouTube or via the Facebook links, you'll be able to, you guessed it, ask questions live, make comments live. I always appreciate it when people do. It makes my job easier. Now, in addition to that, this is a sponsored episode by Frog Guy Games, and yes, this very same adventure I just spoke about. Orcus on 34th level. It's available on Indiegogo. Now, here's the deal with their Indiegogo projects. They are a limited print run, so it's pretty much a print run of what's ordered for the Indiegogo project, and maybe two or three dozen more for sale at conventions. We have been doing conventions, right? So really, if you want to get their Indiegogo releases, which are high-quality print products, you got to back the Indiegogos. It's actually pretty good. You get the print and you get the PDF. It's available in Swords and Wizardry 5e, and you just can't kill Pathfinder 1e as much as Paizo might want. So it's still available for 1e. Orcus is waiting for your intrepid party of adventurers. Now, this part's important, folks, and I appreciate if you do go to this link, tenkars-tavern.games/Orcus. It lets Frog God know that you were a listener and sounded interesting to you when you checked it out, and you came from here. You can also go to the comments if you back it, and go to the comments on the Indiegogo and say, Tenkar sent you. It helps. Now, what else is going on? All that spieling, right? What else is going on? Well, a few interesting things, a few sales. We are coming into the holiday season, right? This is, what is it, the 21st of November? I had to double check here. It is the 21st of November, which means it's a Saturday. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. The following day is Black Friday. And yes, you are going to find deals for your RPG needs. Now, there is a sale going on at Amazon. Yep. As much as 50% off, like the Player's Handbook, the DMG, certain adventures, other stuff is 40% off, like the Munster Manual and other stuff from Wizards of the Coast. I'm not saying that you shouldn't shop at your local game store and give them your love, but in the world of COVID, maybe you can't shop at a local game store. Maybe it's not advisable. Maybe you're looking to get gifts for your whole gaming group. Well, if you go to Amazon and use address the sale that's going on, you see, Sadie the Cat, I don't know if you heard that. She'd like to be involved too. Oh, so you want to be involved, but you don't want to be involved. See, her way to look out the window, even though it's dark, is right at the desk that I'm sitting at, and I think that I'm upsetting her by being in her way. Tough shit. So, folks, tenkarstavern.com is the blog that goes along with this podcast. You can certainly, there's an affiliate link there. There's a post from, I believe, yesterday. If you shop at Amazon through our affiliate links, you support the tavern. Also, Humble Bundle has Cyberpunk. Yes, the R. Talsorian game, Cyberpunk, the one that you remember, at least me, from my gaming in the 80s and 90s. It was the game that I owned and always wanted to run, but I figured it never would, hit the levels that I wanted it to. I could never run a campaign that was going to be like the Gibson fiction that was out there at that time when Cyberpunk was huge. So now it's available. You can buy in for as low as a buck on Humble Bundle. I would suggest that you go in for $8. Gives you the rules and the Cyberpunk Red Jumpstart Kit. I'm in for $15 because, hey, this is the system that I never got a chance to run or play, but owned a lot of, but not all of it, and this is a great way to own it. Again, if you shop through the tavern, you support the tavern. What other news is going on? Well, this is a tidbit. I haven't shared it on the blog side yet. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And it involves our good friend, Ken Whitman. So what could involve Ken Whitman? Well, yes, Kenny did send Jelly Blackburn the hard drive with the footage, the missing footage of Knights of the Dinner Table live action series. But you know what? It's already been done. You know, they had lower quality releases of this footage that they had in their hands, and that stuff got produced. And I'm sorry, Ken, but I think that you shit the bed, and now you got to lay in it. You're not going to make any money from this. However, and I don't want to call this trolling, all right? Because trolling is a certain, I don't know, it lacks a certain amount of insight and class. And this reaches another level. Louis Desi. Now, Mr. Desi is the one who sued Ken Whitman in court, right? Over the Knights of the Dinner Table live action series, and got Ken to admit in a sworn statement that the footage for Knights of the Dinner Table live action series was lost in a bonfire when he stored his equipment and hard drives, because there were two hard drives with it, but one hard drive had failed, and the last hard drive, the surviving hard drive, was stored in a barn. Because if you got to store your electronic equipment, the place you want to store it, your computer hard drives, is in a non-temperature controlled, non-environment controlled barn, right? And then what happens? Mrs. O'Leary's horse rose from the dead, caused a barn fire, and all this shit was lost. Gone, done. And therefore, there was nothing to get out of Ken, right? He said, I don't have it. And then he said he did. Well, I digress. Louis, God bless him. I mean, I swear to God, this is a man who is thinking out of the box. What do you get somebody like Ken Whitman, the man who has everything, or doesn't, but pretends he does. What can you do to show Ken the proper attention and affection for the fucking misery he's given the community? Well, Ken's company, when he was running all these Kickstarters, was D20 Entertainment. It was incorporated by Ken Whitman, and it's where your various shitty Kickstarters that never produced jack shit was incorporated, and apparently the incorporation expired. So, D20 Entertainment ceased to exist. Until now! I believe starting January 1st, 2021, D20 Entertainment will be a registered LLC in the great old state of Kentucky by Louis Desi. So, Ken, you know that company that you prided yourself on? Well, apparently, not only do you no longer have it, but one of your nemesis is, and I really wish I had thought about it, okay? I mean, I could have put a few shekels down on that, and it would have made me feel really, really good. Because, you know, Ken is such an amazing example of human excrement that I am literally speechless that Louis thought this up and went along with it. So later on this week, when time allows, Louis sent me the paperwork, and I will share screenshots of said paperwork on the blog site at tenkarstavern.com. So, Ken, if you want to get your eyes on this paperwork, because I'll put your mention of you somewhere in the title of this episode, Ken, so you, I know you listen. Or they're not really your friends, by the way, Ken. Because most of those friends that you think tell you all these secrets tell me the same fucking secrets about you. So they're just stirring you up anyway, Ken. You really don't have many friends.
Oh, shit.
What?
Damn.
What?
You can't be blowing up people's spots like that.
I'm not naming anybody. I'm just saying that anybody who talks to Ken and acts like they're his friend.
I don't know.
I mean, unless you're drinking buddies. And even then, they're probably talking to me. I'm just saying. I'm not blowing up. I'm not naming names. I'm not saying Ken. I'm just saying anybody you know, Ken, anybody that you think you know, probably knows me, because.
But we're dealing with somebody who's like not like always psychiatrically well, so.
Allegedly, time out, Rach. Time out, Rach.
Yeah.
Are you saying somebody that claims to have was it CTS, concussion, mm-hmm. trauma syndrome, whatever? Oh, it is. A disease that can only be diagnosed upon biopsying the brain upon death. So he's apparently self-diagnosed. You're telling me that Ken could be a danger to himself or others?
I don't know, from the CTS or from some other condition that he has in addition to that.
So, Ken, Ken, as a retired member of law enforcement, I'm going to recommend that you refer yourself to get some psychological counseling at the very least. Maybe refer yourself to a mandated 72-hour... What? What? Listen, Ken, it's just a suggestion. I'm not there to evaluate you. Neither is Rach. We just can only make observations based upon your prior interactions with the community and the baseless threats you made against me and others, but I can speak for the threats you've made against me. So, the CTS thing, I'm not even going to say allegedly, because, I mean, Ken self-diagnosed himself with it.
Right.
So I don't have to say he allegedly has this concussion syndrome. I'm saying that, according to Ken himself, he had it. So, there. And the threats he's made against me, those aren't alleged either, folks. Just so you know. He really did. So, my opinion, Ken Whitman, you, sir, are an entertaining, D20 entertaining piece of shit. Formerly, because D20 Entertainment is no longer a company that's going to be in your name. Oh, wow. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you I hope you go to tankcarstavern.com, join our mailing list. It's a newsletter. Comes out weekly Sundays. I've been pretty good. 3 weeks in a row, three newsletters, three Sundays, and includes news in the industry, deals, sales, news I haven't gotten to, other stuff that's going on, Kickstarter projects, new releases coming up, anything and everything that the community lets me know about or stuff that I find out about my own gets shoved in there. I want to get to the point where when I pack that newsletter, it just bursts at the seams. We'll get there. Folks, we are in the midst of a world of COVID. So, use your common sense. We are coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday. Use your common sense. Even on our family, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, they plan on getting COVID tested before coming over. But guess what? Everybody is planning to do that. So I don't know. It might wind up me taking Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, dropping it off at somebody's doorstep and doing Thanksgiving by Zoom or Discord or shit. Who the fuck knows?
We have to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, you got to be prepared, folks. And remember, just because our political leaders in all positions do things like, you can't have a gathering amongst your family, but I'm going to go out to an expensive dinner because, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You still got to take actions that protect you, your loved ones, your family, your friends. All right. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow. John Hook, 8 p.m. Eastern. Or is it 9 p.m. Eastern? Ah, fuck. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern. I'd have to check the email, and I don't have it open right now. There'll be an announcement. I'll let folks know on Facebook. It should be fun. Look forward to seeing you all then. Be good. Laters.